It's been months and months in the making, but today, a big pharmaceutical deal is official.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Now the global perspective, what's happening in business and economics. At the intersection of the U.S. and the rest of the world, the French pharmaceutical giant Sanofi Aventis will pay $20 billion for Genzyme. That's an American biotech firm based in Massachusetts. The BBC's John Bithrie is in London. He has more on this mega deal that's sure to be making some waves today. Hi, John.
Hello, Steve.
Now, why has this French firm picked up Genzyme? What do they want with Genzyme?
Well, Sanofi Aventis is France's biggest drug maker. It's been after Genzyme for a while, largely because Sanofi doesn't have many new drugs of its own in the pipeline, and it's facing competition from generic producers. Genzyme makes a lot of treatments for rare diseases. Its best-selling drug, Cerezyme, treats liver and neurological problems. It's also producing a new range of drugs for high cholesterol.
$20 billion, John, is a lot of money. Is this a good deal for Sanofi?
Well, it's not as good a deal as it would have liked. It launched a hostile bid last September for $18.5 billion. That failed, and it's had to up that to more than $20 billion to get the board to agree. But Genzyme did have some production glitches of its best-selling drugs a couple of years back, and that actually pulled down its value, making it more vulnerable to a takeover. But this is still the biggest deal in the drug industry since Merck bought Schering Plough in 2009.
The BBC's John Bithrie in London. John, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
Later this morning, we're going to get a report on U.S. wholesale prices. That's going to be the latest gauge on inflation in this country. Over in Britain today, their latest inflation report shows consumer prices continue to rise by more than what's comfortable to that country's central bank. From London, here's reporter Christopher Worth.
In many ways, the UK is a special case. A recent hike in sales tax is partly to blame for the higher prices British consumers are having to pay. At the same time, those higher prices are also being driven by increasing demand in emerging markets such as China and India, which is pushing up the cost of fuel and commodities. Bank officials argue these are just temporary factors, but Marie Duran, an economist with Oxford Economics, questions just how temporary they are.
There's a risk that this temporary phenomenon is actually quite a long phenomenon, because there's no sign of oil prices coming down for a long time.
And those rising fuel and commodity prices are spilling over into the rest of Europe. Last month, inflation in the eurozone nudged up to 2.4%, also well above the European Central Bank's target. That means central banks in the UK and Europe are in a tough position. The rising cost of living puts them under pressure to begin raising interest rates in order to curb inflation. However, the fragile economic recovery may depend on those rates remaining low for some time to come. In London, I'm Christopher Worth for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. The markets are higher all around the world right now, average of 0.5% or more. Computer maker Dell said its fourth quarter profit nearly doubled. That sent shares higher in after-hours trading. Credit reporting agency TransUnion said more people paid their mortgages on time in the last 3 months. Wall Street yesterday, the Dow gave up 41 points to end the day at 12,226.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact Event Marketing, working to help small businesses and nonprofits make their events easier with event registration and marketing tools. ConstantContact.com. By Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. And by Constellation Energy, committed to customer choice and powering America's clean energy future through investments in natural gas, nuclear, wind, solar, and efficiency technologies.
Fashion Week is in full swing in New York. Some big trends this year? Relaxed cuts and lots of texture. And fabrics usually reserved for an evening on the town, say silk, fur, and the like, are making more appearances during the day. But everyday cotton is now becoming something of a luxury. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith reports.
At the Cynthia Rowley Fashion Show, models glide along a glowing gold runway in patent leather jackets, slouchy silk jumpsuits, tattered velvet skirts, and that old mainstay, cotton. Backstage, designer Rowley says the rising price of cotton has changed its status.
Now there are fabrics that maybe we took for granted that can be more like a luxury fabric.
Wholesale cotton prices jumped more than 90% last year. Drought, conflict in the Middle East, increased demand from China and India, and market speculation all played a role. And prices don't look like they'll be coming down anytime soon. So designers and retailers are scrambling to come up with new fabrics for spring and summer, says Candace Corlett with WSL Strategic Retail.
Retailers are very much caught in the middle because they are now being squeezed between the higher prices to buy the goods and a shopper who has learned to walk away if the prices are too high.
Designers like Isaac Mizrahi and Derek Lamb are using more blends and alternative fabrics like polyester and rayon. They're also turning to more eco-friendly fabrics, says Milton Pedraza with the Luxury Institute.
The meteoric rise of cotton has precipitated yet another trend, which is to use new products such as bamboo or to use recycled fabrics.
H&M's forthcoming Conscious collection uses recycled polyester and cellulose fabric as well as organic cotton. Speedo recently created a line of dresses from recycled swimsuits.
You know, it's been cotton for a long time, but what's coming next? I mean, this is an opportunity for creative marketers.
Candace Corlett's prediction for the next big fabric?
I think that there'll be a lot of adjectives preceding the word cotton.
Wrinkle-free cotton, seaweed cotton, polyester cotton, recycled cotton. Corlett says cotton won't disappear from our wardrobes, but the pure stuff will probably be more common on the runways than it will on the discount racks. She predicts cotton will be less the fabric of our lives and more the fabric of the good life. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
And finally, rising food prices and threats of global shortages are underscoring the need for seed vaults around the world to protect future crops. Well, most aren't very secure, but one vault, an old mine built by Norwegians near the North Pole, has some added protection. It's elevated to avoid rising water, and the vault is buried deep in permafrost, so seeds will always stay frozen. And just in case there's any human funny business, the area is crawling with nature's own burly guards, polar bears. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles, on Twitter at Radio Chio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
When you picture Russia, pharmaceuticals probably aren't the first thing that comes to mind. So why are so many big drug companies building factories in Russian cities?
If you construct your factory in Russia, you will have better conditions for your business activity in this country.
I'm Kai Rizdal. Big Pharma comes to Mother Russia next time on Marketplace. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.